My mama used to say not to worry, 'cause it's just like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but to tell you the truth.
Hey mamas, you're listening to the Whole Mama Podcast with Jenna Gibbons. We'll talk all things motherhood and how to build a solid foundation for our children. Our goal is to empower and educate and provide the tools to embrace motherhood and raise compassionate and confident lifelong learners. We believe that as mamas, we need to give ourselves some grace, and our children deserve the best education. I'm your host, Jenna Gibbons, recording right from my barn outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So throw something comfy on and grab a mug of your favorite drink, and let's get started. We have so much to talk about. Thanks for joining me today. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Whole Mama Podcast. Happy New Year. It is 2022, which is just crazy to believe, but we are here. We are ready. We took a little break here at our podcast during the holidays to spend time with family, and we're back and ready to go. And so thank you so much for joining us today. And we're just going to dive right in. So of course, if you're new to the podcast, I always share what I'm drinking, what's in my mug. And today, of course, it is all the coffee. So I am enjoying some coffee today because kids, you know, I mean, it is what it is, right? So I hope you have something delicious in your mug as you are sitting and listening to today's episode. We are in our second season, episode number 23. This is called Rise Up, Mama. And of all of my episodes, this is one that I am super excited to share with you today. I've done a lot of reflecting. We are, you know, our business is, you know, just about a year old. I've really kind of narrowed down on some things that I really think are important as we head into this new year. And after all the things that we as mothers and parents have been kind of going through for some time now. So let's just dive right in. So one of my mentors recently shared that as podcasters, you know, bloggers, entrepreneurs, we should start to make a ruckus in 2022. Start sharing and inspiring more people. And in fact, he said we should be brave and bold and break everything and make our own rules. And you know, he's exactly right. And that's why I'm here, because I think this also applies to us as parents and mothers. We've been called. We also have to be brave and bold and strong for our little humans that God so graciously gave us. And what an honor, isn't it, that was given to us by him for a reason. And such a responsibility that often feels way too big, but it's, you know, we have to remember that we were chosen for this by God. And we have to trust his judgment and his belief in us, even when we're not believing in ourselves. You know, so despite what, you know, we have always, you know, heard, we can be a mother and a teacher. Mothers are teachers, and we're going to talk about that more today. And we have to kind of trust that gentle nudge he often gives us to make decisions that we might, you know, might feel scary, that we know are right for our family, but they're scary. And, you know, this applies to homeschool, but also just to motherhood, right? We hear that voice for a reason. You know, I heard that voice for quite some time, actually, and I kept pushing it away. No, no, it's not right for us. That's scary. That's, you know, not what I'm used to. That's, you know, different. But for me, that decision was to pull my kids and teach them at home. And I'll be sharing about this journey more throughout the year. And, you know, as I'm experiencing this journey with any other moms who are going to be, you know, thinking about doing it or already doing it. And that is scary. I'm, you know, not kind of putting myself out there kind of publicly. And if, you know, I fail, you know, in my head, I say, oh, gosh, if I fail, everyone's going to see me fail. But you know what? If I fail for some reason, then I do. And I think if I put my trust in God and why I am doing this, I feel that, you know, it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. And I made mistakes. Is it going to be messy? Yes, all of that it is. And it's going to be for you as well. But I'm here to help. I'm here to support. And I'm here to hopefully inspire you to keep going. And, you know, as I said a few minutes ago, you know, we've been called to pour into our children who will be the future. They are the next generation. They are worth pouring into every day. And that starts right at home. It's not easy. It's a huge responsibility, and it takes everything we have in us to do it. But we show up every day for them, right? And that's true whether you homeschool or you're not. Every parent does that, or should be doing that, because that's why we became parents. We knew that responsibility going into this. Or if we didn't, we surely know that now. but this is especially the case, I think, after these past few years. We have experienced some very stressful times, haven't we? And you know, it's we setting aside politics and opinions about all of it, we have to recognize that God gave us the honorable job of making sure our kids have the best. And I think at such a time as this, when we're talking about, you know, especially with a focus on schools and teachers and what our kids are getting, we have to ask the question, are they getting the best at school right now? Were they getting that at school even before COVID happened? And for some may say yes, and that may very well be the case. But I think that from what my research and my experiences, I don't know if that's entirely the case right now. And, you know, I feel that in many ways we've become more in tune with what we want and what we don't want for our children after 2020. We've started to realize that we don't have to settle for what's happening. That school has changed. And of course now it's really changed with the pandemic, but even before that. And I want moms to confidently feel that they can rise up and teach their children at home if they feel that's the best decision for their family, if they're unhappy with what's going on in their schools today with their children. And to be quite honest, you know, as parents, you know, if you're upset about something that's going on or things that are going on, you know, as I said, before or after COVID, you should be upset. You should be ready to do something about it. You should feel a pull to give your kids more than what they're getting if you feel like they're not getting what they need. You should want your kids to love learning instead of dreading going every day. You should want your kids to enjoy their childhood. You should want some amount of consistency and stress-free experiences for your kids, even during a pandemic. But I will also be honest in saying that it goes even further than that. It's the drastically different kindergarten environment for our kids. It's regular assessment stress for both kids and parents and teachers. It's rigid schedules. And one of the biggest things for me as a teacher and a tutor of kids, you know, kids various ages and grades from kindergarten to 12th grade, is it's students just getting by, hating school or not liking it very much, and not acquiring close to the information that they could be receiving. They're just getting by. You should want your kids to be met where they are and not rushed to get through, you know, a unit before Friday. So what? I was one of those. I did that. I would be so stressed out. Oh my gosh, I'm not going to get it in by Friday. We got to move on to the next thing. Says who? Says who? Because if your kids aren't ready to move on, why are you moving on? I know this because I experienced all of it, especially watching my students struggle, cry in assessment days, attempt to read and write with little confidence, you know, only read when they had to, and miss out on those experiences that really only childhood really provides. And then they grow up. It's like you're done. You know, your childhood is a precious amount of time. Why are our kids miserable? Isn't that fair to them? Now, there are exceptions, of course. However, the reality is that many kids and parents and teachers are incredibly unhappy during a time that should actually be the most joyful, inspiring, and magical time of their lives. I don't want that for my kids, and I know that you don't either. And at a later time, I will share an episode all about, you know, kind of the history of our educational system, and I'm actually still doing my research on it, and, you know, kind of researching all of it, and then also thinking about, you know, myself as a child who went through public school, and then as a teacher, and now as a parent. And so I will share about that later in an episode, you know, where we are today. But, you know, for now, I want to focus on you and your children. I want to focus on what I have, you know, learned so far joining the homeschool community and why it has absolutely changed my understanding and belief about what learning looks like for our kids. And for one thing that I've learned is that it all begins at home. I think often there's this separation between, you know, school and home these days, and I just can't wrap my head around that. You know, learning begins at home through love and relationships and literature and experiences together, you know, through building a relationship with your kids, you know, through the opportunity to teach your kids about God's unending love for them, through moments when you can build character, which we really need these days, and, you know, raising, you know, decent little humans that will take on this world that they were made for. You know, this is, it's a different time, but that, you know, you're their mother, their parent, and you're going to help them be prepared for it, you know, through rich texts and curriculum that is close, you know, to your heart and to your particular family. You know, those things that add more, you know, depth to their learning than you can even imagine. So if you're considering homeschool, you know, or you're currently homeschooling and you haven't read these, you know, two books I'm going to share with you, which really, and I hope maybe Sarah McKenzie may hear this episode sometime, because she, reading these two books, in addition to just, you know, doing my own research and praying and having a great support system, really helped me decide that homeschooling was right for us at this particular time. And so that's Sarah McKenzie, and both books are Teaching from Rest and The Read Aloud Family. And I highly suggest getting both. Get a notebook, take notes, highlight things, because if you need some inspiration and you need some motivation as a homeschooling mother or parent, or you're thinking about homeschooling, it's just both texts are incredible, and they will really fill your heart. And just make you feel more at peace. So, one of her most profound quotes, in my opinion, about children and their learning is this. And she says that either we create a space where reading, and in my opinion, learning as well, is something that is done for the joy of it, or the imagination is cultivated and allowed to wander and stretch and grow, or we deaden our children's natural love for the written word. And as I said, I think just for learning in general. And that's what's happening today. Right? I couldn't do it anymore as a teacher. I couldn't do it anymore as a mom. Another quote that hit really hard for me from her was, she says that we literally school the love of reading right out of our kids. And then we worry because they aren't taken up with a, you know, voracious love of literature and a burning desire to enjoy reading for pleasure. Well, of course not. And if all they're doing every day is reading and then being asked questions about what they read, or reading just to decode, or reading to get a task done, instead of just reading for the love of reading and reading with you, right? Would you? I wouldn't. I would be miserable. And I surely will teach at home until that changes in our schools today, especially with the added stress of COVID and inconsistent learning and all the things. You know, so this episode is really for the mama, you know, who has this decision on her heart or has already made the decision to homeschool, or if you're listening and you know someone who's kind of going through this, so you're, you know, and maybe if homeschooling's not quite for you right now or down the road, I feel that I, you know, I had to share this and really inspire moms to rise up and make some big changes for their family. And I think also for the mama who's absolutely terrified of just doing it quote unquote wrong. And I would ask her this, you know, what if we looked at homeschooling as less about school? And I'm not taking away any of the, you know, the importance of school. I'm not saying that at all. But what if we start looking at school and, you know, less about just school and more about home? What if we stop getting in the way, getting in our heads? And what if we realize that homeschooling isn't just going to look like a typical school, right? I'm going to have another episode about that as well. You can't just plop school into your home. Doesn't work that way. I've learned that, and that knowing that going into homeschooling has has been very inspiring. So expecting that of ourselves is pointless and exhausting because you're not recreating school at home, right? We have our home, and we are teaching through that environment. And I'll have other episodes about that. There's an amazing Instagram account called The Treehouse Schoolhouse. And the ladies on there are inspiring. I've just recently found them. Amazing, amazing things that they do. And they remind us in one of their posts, she says that, did we use even the challenges to teach our children? So she's saying that, you know, going back to a mom who feels that she can't, you know, she's not up to this, she's going to make mistakes. Do we use those challenges to draw near to God in all things? You know, were the monotonous details of a day full of homemaking and homeschooling offered up as a way for us to worship, or were they merely seen as a checklist? So if you're teaching at home, right, it's not going to be perfect. It's going to be messy. It's going to be crazy, right? Being home and educating our children is an act of worship in our hearts. May we joyfully, you know, lay our lives down day after day, because without him, what's the point? So the mama who's feeling like she doesn't add up, like she's going to mess up, she's going to not do great, she doesn't have a teaching degree, all of those things are adding up, and they make us feel stressed out and worried. And let's stop worrying about that and doing it perfectly, and more about offering a space of love and support and meeting our kids right where they are, about slowing down and being intentional about our time and our teaching. Let's focus more on why we are choosing to teach at home and why we want to make meaningful connections with our kids. Why are we choosing to show up for them every single day? Why do we rearrange schedules with our spouses to co-parent and co-teach and make it work if that's what you and your family want for your children? Why many still work full-time and homeschool? And that is possible. Many people say, oh, I work, I can't homeschool. You can. And we'll talk about that this year. You know, why we aren't settling anymore for what's going on today, and we're taking it into our own hands, because there are kids and it's time. There are kids. So, you know, if you're unsure, if you're worried, if you're questioning, that is completely normal. If you're unsure if you can even do this, completely normal. Even moms, you know, who are teachers are like, can I actually do this with my own kids, right? And one of the biggest questions is like, where do I even start? And so I'm going to give you a couple suggestions. And then, you know, keep coming back and hanging out with me every week. I'm going to help you through this. If this is your journey, if you're not quite sure yet, continue with me, continue listening, continue chatting with me on social. And if with any questions you may have or hesitations, because, you know, I every mom has had those, you know, it'd be weird. I think if you didn't, because I think there's lots of questions that you're, you know, it's definitely a big life change. And I think that those are important questions to ask and to talk about. So the first thing, I would highly suggest grabbing your copy of my free PDF, How to Homeschool Like a Pro. And that's in the link in the show notes, and also grabbing both books, like I suggested by Sarah McKenzie, to get you started. And those are also listed in the show notes. And next, I would also join, if you haven't already, my Whole Mama's Facebook group, where I share all things motherhood, but also I share in their homeschooling tips and resources, just for general learning at home. And then lastly, which I'm super excited about, which I had mentioned on my social media, I was going to share about today, one of many things that we're going to be doing this year. And that is to grab your spot on our wait list for our 2022 homeschool mentoring program and retreat, to get you started and ready to make some big changes for your family. And my goal is to help as many mamas as possible this year, to raise happy, healthy, well-rounded kiddos who are frustrated and ready for change in their children's education, and recognizing that it starts at home. You're the greatest teacher, even when you feel it's your worst day. And I'm here to help you in having a group, a powerful group of moms and parents who are ready to support each other through this big and exciting decision for their family. So I'm going to leave you with this quote, and I'll have all the information in the show notes. And please visit back here every week for the next episode, which will be kind of transitioning into a lot of homeschooling topics, but also just motherhood in general as well. And again, I'm on social media, and just stay tuned for more information about this mentoring program and our retreat. I'm so excited to offer this to mamas. And I'm going to leave you with this. And this is just one last quote I wanted to share with you that I think is just a good thing to remember. And it says, "The true aim of education is to order a child's affections, to teach him or her to love what he ought and hate what he ought. Our greatest task, then, is to put living ideas in front of our children like a feast. We have been charged to cultivate the souls of our children, to nourish them in truth, goodness, and beauty, to raise them up in wisdom and eloquence. It is to those ends that we labor." Thank you for joining me today at The Whole Mama, and I look forward to chatting with you again soon. Hey Mama, thank you for joining me at the barn today for the Whole Mama podcast. I hope you've laughed, reflected, and learned something valuable to take home to your family. I'll meet you right back here next week. And in the meantime, focus on these important things. Take care of yourself, read daily with your children, and find times throughout the day to truly be present with your family. This time is precious, so we must embrace those moments and be intentional about it. Lastly, remember to find those things that bring you joy daily. That cup of coffee, those comfy leggings, that song or that scripture, or even that glass of wine. Whatever it is, make sure you find that daily joy for yourself. You deserve it, Mama. If you enjoyed this show, please consider supporting it and click the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes. For more content, community, and connection, please subscribe to receive a monthly Whole Mama newsletter at my blog at IamTheWholeMama.com and follow me on social media. Thank you again for joining me today, and I'll meet you right back here for our next episode at The Whole Mama.